Like two ships on the ocean, we drifted apart. And you found an island at sea. I'm still adrift with this pain in my heart. Won't you send a sweet love back to me? Hey, twinkle, twinkle, lucky star, can you send me love from where you are? Can you make a rainbow shine that far? Twinkle, twinkle, lucky star.
This is WMFO Medford 91.5 Tufts Community Radio. Woo-hoo!
Thank you. You're tuned into the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. Our theme for this episode is called Spaced Out. And we began the set you just heard with the Japanese band Pizzicato 5 and Stars from their album Playboy and Playgirl. And then we heard the Crystal Method with Vapor Trail from their Vegas album. And mixed on top of that was the real world historical audio of the Space Shuttle Challenger blowing up on January 26th, 1986. And then we heard Merle Haggard, Twinkle Twinkle Lucky Star. And we finished things off with Apollo 440 and their Lost in Space theme from their album Getting High on Your Own Supply. Backing me up right now is Brian Eno with Under Stars 2 from our featured ambience album, Apollo Atmospheres and Soundtracks, which was made to accompany a documentary that consisted of film shot by the Apollo astronauts without any narration. In the next set, we'll be hearing from Glenn Miller, as well as my Star Trek remix of Alien Sex Fiend's track, Mrs. Fiend Goes to Outer Space. But first, let's start things off with some Kraftwerk that I'm going to send out to two WMFO DJs that I know are definitely Kraftwerk fans, Savoir Faire and Amelia Williams. Here's a song from their live album, Minimum Maximum, called Planet of Visions, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford.
Planet de Visiones. Planet of Visions. Century.
Planet of Visions. John Whitehead.
The food at one Florida jail might be fit for inmates, but according to one prisoner, the meals are not fit for Muslims. So inmate Curtis Lee Moore, who claims to be a practicing Muslim, requested a special diet devoid of pork. But prison officials refused, insisting that they saw no proof of Moore's religious beliefs. Now Moore has turned to the courts for help in pork-proofing his diet to suit his religious beliefs. Critics insist that prisoners are not entitled to the same rights as free men, but Congress and the Supreme Court have repeatedly affirmed that prison officials must reasonably accommodate the religious beliefs of inmates. The points of law are First Amendment and the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act of 2000. Whether you're incarcerated or free, the right to freely express your religious beliefs is one of your first liberties.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
Please stand by for a news flash. 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 Please stand by for a news flash.
Please stand by for a news flash.
Mrs. Bean goes to outer space.
Stand by for blast off.
I'm ready to go.
So far, we're right on schedule.
Sounding amber alert. 10 seconds to lift off.
don't know. I guess it's just being in the same room with so many naked men.
Incoming message.
James T. Kirk. Don't you read history?
Checkmate.
Oh, we've all done the scarecrow. Big deal.
Captain, we are being hailed.
It's all a little weird.
Here's a gift. We're Starfleet officers. Weird is part of the job.
I've seen a part of myself no man should ever see.
I'm sorry, too zesty for you?
Sir, I protest. I am not a merry man.
You're listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme is called Spaced Out as we commemorate the 51st anniversary of the Apollo 11 mission to the moon. We began that set with Kraftwerk and Planet of Visions, a live version from their Minimum Maximum album. And then Glenn Miller, Moonlight Serenade. And then my Star Trek remix of Alien Sex Fiends, Mrs. Fiend Goes to Outer Space. Backing me up right now is Brian Eno with Mata from our featured ambiance album, Apollo Atmospheres and Soundtracks. And I found this to be one of the most effective ambient tracks I know of to help block out disturbing noise, like airplanes and leaf blowers, along with another Brian Eno track, The Lost Day from Ambient 4. I've listened to both of them thousands of times in a loop. So much so that I have a kind of ambivalent feeling about them now, associating hearing them with loud, disturbing noise underneath. Coming up in the next set are some excerpts from a Timothy Leary interview from 1967 from an NBC program. Was Timothy Leary spaced out? Well, yes. Because some of his and Gene Roddenberry's cremated ashes were sent into orbit on a rocket. But beyond that, he was certainly one of the most fascinating personalities of the 20th century. His in 15 years predictions didn't exactly happen, but that time frame was just a number. His thoughts on electronic brain stimulation are perfectly in line with what Ray Kurzweil is predicting with virtual reality. And I think you also gotta realize that the college generation he was talking about back then, well, they're what we call now the baby boomers. So he certainly didn't get it exactly right on his predictions, but I think everything that he's saying is well worth listening to. We're gonna start this set off with the Asylum Street Spankers. And thanks to Chuck U for turning me on to them. And we'll also hear from the Beatles, the Armenian Duduk player, Jivan Gasparian, and Stevie Ray Vaughan with a very cool cover of Jimi Hendrix's Third Stone from the Sun.
Thank you.
As I lay neath the bowsprit under Orion, there for an hour I noticed I'm crying. I worked hard all my life to be who I am now, and I've got to get back there somehow. I used to could fall into love without thinking, a trick of a flick of the tip of my tongue, spit out over the ledge and into the evening. I've got to stay on. Yesterday memory like yesterday morning, I'd remember them all if I just wrote them down. Three sheets to the wind and the suit I was born in. The stars are burning their way to the ground. We do what we can to keep up your courage, hoping there's strength in your legs for your stand. Follow your hero right over your shoulder, TV remote and a joint in your hand. I'll tell you the question that I have been asking, this prick inside that I call a man. You dream and you scheme and your brain it is frying to believe in something you can't understand.
The high priest of the LSD movement is Dr. Timothy Leary, once a respected professor of clinical psychology at Harvard, now at 47, depending on your point of view, a prophet or a threat to the conventional morality.
LSD is a psychedelic drug. Psyduck means mind opening. Psyduck means process of going within. Psyduck chemicals are ways of contacting your body, contacting areas of your nervous system which can teach you things. Psyduck drugs tend to turn you off from the outside world and put you in tune with what we call the divinity within.
Before me like a million eyes, they call me on and on.
across the universe. Floats me under like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Around me like a million suns, it calls me on and on across the universe.
Two cars in the garage, it's always inside.
wise men and philosophers have always said this, the more is always in here. Start your own engine, start your own company. Don't buy any of the old clothes. They're static and canned. Write your own Ten Commandments. Discover yourself, the world is rounded by.
Many centuries ago, people wouldn't go so far on a map because there were phrases like beyond, here, demons or dragons dwell. Did you know how far you could go before literally one might drop off the end of the earth?
That's one of the best questions I've ever been asked. It's the question that I think about. More seriously, the question, how much knowledge can the human mind stand before it freaks out? I don't know how much insight you can give a society and still ask people to perform the task of society. When you take LSD, you drop out of the overall social. You're not going to, the kids who take LSD aren't going to fight your wars, middle class, middle age, whiskey drinking generals. They're not going to join your corporations, middle class, middle age, whiskey drinking corporation presidents. They won't buy it. I predict that within 15 years, orthodoxy in this country. You see, now it's the president, a pot-smoking Supreme Court, and I'll predict to you, my profession is visionary prophet. I'll prophesy what the next kick is going to be. It's going to be electronic brain stimulation. Within 15 years, we'll have little buttons, and if you want to get happy, or if you want to go back in time, or if you want to learn faster, you'll press buttons, because the brain is a neuroelectric network. Now, when that happens, the LSD orthodoxy will be saying, this new thing is too much. Man shouldn't have that much power. But you can't stop it. Evolution continues to probe the dangerous, the mysterious, the new. It's no accident that enormous crowds come out to hear me lecture. Whenever I go to a college, it's always sold out. It's not because I'm that clever. It's because they gave me the good lines in the show. Turn on, tune in, drop out.
Thomas Shannon on the fender bass. Mr. Chris Whipple Legend on the drums. My name is Stevie Ray Vaughan. We're known as Double Trouble. Thank you so very, very much.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus.
So if you have a fever, dry cough,
and shortness of breath,
call your healthcare provider
before going in. More info at coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part.
Because we're all
hashtag alone together.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage. We began the last set with the Asylum Street Spankers and a song called Orion. Thanks to Chuck Yu for turning me on to that band. And then we heard the Beatles, a version of Across the Universe from their Past Masters Volume 2 album. And then Jivan Gasparian, the Armenian duduk player, an instrumental, Moon Shines at Night, that I overlaid excerpts of an interview with Dr. Timothy Leary called The Pursuit of Pleasure that was originally broadcast on NBC television in 1967. As far as his predictions go, he was saying that we'd have an LSD-taking president and a pot-smoking Supreme Court. Well, Bill Clinton certainly smoked marijuana, and besides the alcohol, cocaine, and pot that George W. Bush is known to have enjoyed in his youth, it seems he might have taken LSD as well. But who knows? If he did, it was certainly not in the spiritual, sacramental way that Leary was advocating. I also loved what Timothy Leary said about being a visionary and having only a 1 in 100 chance of being right. We followed that with a very cool cover of a Jimi Hendrix song by Stevie Ray Vaughan in Double Trouble. That was Third Stone from the Sun, which I found on a CD that was laying around our WMFO studios a couple of years ago. The Power of Soul, a tribute to Jimi Hendrix. We also heard AC/DC, What's Next to the Moon, a deep cut from their album Power Rage. Some jazz with Sun Ra, Plutonian Nights. Joe Satriani gave a Surfing with the Alien. And backing me up right now is Brian Eno once again with a final selection from our featured Ambiance album. A track quite appropriate for now called An Ending Ascent. Thanks so much for listening to this edition of the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage. We'll be back again next week with a Tears of the Gods theme, celebrating the July 25th National Day of the Cowboy. Coming up next is Savoir Faire with songs from the Squid Pod and some of the best music of the 1980s, only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of These